What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
All right, I stepped on my show announcer here. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, January 6th, 2021, a date which will live in infamy. Sorry, Franklin. It is just crazy out there. And we've got a lot to talk about. And as usual, we're going to do news till we run out of news. Then we're going to open up the phone lines. I'm expecting we're probably going to get a lot of very angry callers today over what's going on. Mike is in our control room, keeping us out of trouble. And let's get right on into it. Right now, the big news is that apparently some of the protesters, demonstrators in Washington, D.C., have gotten into the U.S. Capitol building. Apparently, lawmakers were initially told to get under their chairs as a precaution. Now we're getting reports they're being evacuated from the building. Apparently, tear gas has been used inside the building as well. Gunshots have been fired. At least one gunshot victim is being evacuated, although it's not clear who fired the shot or who the victim was. And the first thing I thought when I saw this is these are probably agent provocateurs. To make the Trump people look bad. And corporate media was ignoring this whole demonstration all day long until the violence broke out. And we are getting reports that there are Antifa people who are wearing MAGA hats and Trump T-shirts and everything, posing as Trump supporters, and they're causing all this ruckus to try and discredit what's happening there. The National Guard is on the scene. Apparently, the FBI is being called on in. Even the Secret Service is showing up to try and assist the Capitol Police. So it is total chaos over there right now. Now, John Stadmiller is in Washington, D.C. I can imagine the cell system is probably saturated right now. But we're hoping that during today's broadcast, he's going to call on in. And as soon as he does, we're going to get a report from on the ground. But what we keep seeing on places like Twitter is it's total chaos. It was a huge, huge crowd that showed up, something the corporate media doesn't want you to see. And every time they show a shot of the protesters, it's always a very narrow angle on the camera, so you can't see how big the crowd is. And it's always low down, so you only get one or two lines of the crowd there. Anyway, let's get on to Georgia. Things are still cooking down there. Of course, the corporate media is already declaring the Democratic sweep there, and the Democrats will control the Senate here. Gabe Sterling basically allowed an extra 3 hours to process mail-in ballots and is saying final results may take a couple of days. Now, here's where things start to look like the general election. Last night, when most of us were going to bed, the GOP candidates were ahead in these runoff races. And apparently, as of this morning, there was this miraculous swing for the Georgia Democrats in one Democrat county. They stopped counting votes for the night and resumed in the morning. We saw that was where a lot of the chicanery was going on in the general election. Georgia voters are already out there sounding the alarm. Apparently, in three Republican counties, voters were told that the Dominion voting machines were malfunctioning, just to leave their ballots and the workers would run them through the machines sometime later on next leap year or something like that. So there's all kinds of red flags about that election. And, you know, it was a study in foregone conclusions. The vote riggers weren't going to stop because nobody's there to stop them is really what it comes down to here. Now, Fulton County blocked a credentialed Republican poll monitor, actually multiple poll monitors, from overseeing the absentee ballots and verifying the signatures, defying a court order to allow them to do that. And so, again, it's the same stuff that we saw back on the general election. Apparently, in Pennsylvania, the state senators are asking for election certification to be delayed due to questionable activities. And as of right now, because of the protesters in the U.S. Capitol, the election certification has been called off. until order can be restored. 117 state legislators from contested battleground states are asking for, again, a delay on the certification of the electoral votes. Now, remember, seven states sent two sets of competing electors to the U.S. Congress. We don't know how they were being handled, but my guess is that the ones that were there for Trump were being treated very, very rudely. Over in Arizona, Senator Ted Cruz is going to object to Arizona's election results here. And, of course, the Democrats are out there screaming and crying and, you know, how dare you, how dare you. But the reality is the last three times a Republican was elected president of the United States, Democrats in the House of Representatives objected to the electoral votes the Republican nominee won. So they're getting a bit of their own medicine right back at them here. Now, out in California, there's a new lawsuit by Joshua Crute of Primary Law Group, and they're working on behalf of the Election Integrity Project. And this new lawsuit accuses California officials of rampant election code violations that irreparably contaminated the results of the 2020 election. And so California's 55 electoral votes are being targeted in this lawsuit, unfortunately, with a totally corrupted court system. I don't know what's really going to happen. And I keep thinking over and over again that quote from John F. Kennedy, when peaceful revolution is impossible, violent revolution is inevitable. And, you know, what's going on at the Capitol right now, if it is a staged incident, it could backflash because we could see support for this, you know, bloom all across the country. And it's a very, very situation, a very, very crazy situation over there. Now, Edward Solomon, he's an expert on elections, and his analysis of the 2020 election shows thousands of ballots that were switched from Trump in states that he won. So the election fraud was going on in a lot of states, and it just didn't, you know, it didn't produce as much results as the Democrats were really hoping for. Now, Judicial Watch is getting ready to file a lawsuit over 4,700 of Georgia's absentee votes in November election, which were tied to non-residential addresses, which is not supposed to be happening here. Story coming out of stationgossip.com, apparently evidence has surfaced that China was colluding with the Bidens and providing information on how to defeat President Trump in the 2020 election. And from China's point of view, it makes perfect sense. They've got a lock on Biden through Hunter. So, of course, they want Joe Biden in the White House because they know they can control him here. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, just a simple quote, you know, Washington, D.C., this place is crazy already. I saw photos just from yesterday. Now, the reason to think that what we're seeing in the streets around the Capitol right now is a staged event is we saw a lot of, shall we say, preparations here. Apparently, somebody was distributing pallets of bricks today, presumably to be used by radical leftists to throw at Trump rally attendees. Apparently the intelligence certainly suggests there'll be increased crowd sizes. The other one that came on out, somebody located stockpiles of 2x6 lumber and propane tanks on the streets of Washington, D.C. And again, we saw that in some of these Antifa Black Lives Matter rallies where, you know, there were vans that were supplying, you know, boards and things to cause damage with here. Now, the Washington, D.C. police were filmed rushing to stop a group of Trump supporters from setting fire to a Black Lives Matter flag in Washington, D.C. They were shoving Trump supporters with their batons, barking orders at them. And this stands in stark contrast to the largely hands-off approach they took with the American flag-burning Black Lives Matter riots. So there's definitely a bias there. Now, yesterday, we reported on how Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio was arrested, supposedly for burning a Black Lives Matter banner. And then it was reported he had two high-capacity magazines, which didn't make sense because he didn't have the gun to go with him. But apparently, he has been freed without bail, but he is banned from Washington, D.C. until his court date next June. So they don't want him on the ground there rallying the Proud Boys here. And it is it's a crazy situation here. I'm watching the Fox News. Biden is calling on Trump to call for peace, but Trump already did that. So Biden's not paying attention again here. Story coming on out of Information Clearinghouse. Will January 6th be the date the second U.S. Civil War begins? And I've heard conversations to the effect that we've been in a cold civil war for some years now, and this could be the day when it starts to go hot. And personally, I hope not. But on the other hand, you know, all roads lead into darkness. We can't go on living like this. We certainly can't, function in a nation where the voters are just totally ignored and the government is therefore allowed to do whatever they want to us, free from the fear of losing their job some years down the road here. Another article on the same theory, again from Information Clearinghouse, America separates into two tribes. And they're saying with the U.S. courts having abdicated their role in adjudicating suits in connection with the election, it seems Trump is making a last effort to change the course of events between today and the 20th of January, which is Inauguration Day. It's just getting uglier, uglier, uglier. Now, Jovan Pulitzer and his team were down in Georgia, and he offered to review the absentee ballots in Fulton County for free. And he said he could go through about 500,000 or so in the Atlanta-based county in a couple of hours and determine which were valid, which ones were fraud. Apparently, he and his associates are now being shot at. I mean, literally shot at. Bullets, you know, going through the windows of their homes here. Oh, I mean, it's just insane. pardon me. Getting into other news here over in Kenosha, the Kenosha police officer who shot Jacob Blake 7 times in August is not going to be criminally charged. There are peaceful demonstrations taking place at the moment, but it is expected things may get a little bit ugly as night comes on, and apparently the National Guard is on standby there as well. Getting back to the Breonna Taylor shooting, apparently two police officers have been fired on that one. Now, Jacob Blake's family is saying they're not going to back down. They're going to continue to fight for justice. After the district attorney refused to prosecute the cop who shot the black man 7 times in front of his kids. Well, you know, it's lawful but awful is the phrase that we're hearing on the corporate media. But apparently the body camera footage did show that he was armed, that he wasn't listening to the police. And it's an ugly, ugly situation here. Now, in other news, our favorite political bartender, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is reportedly thinking about running for the Senate against Chuck Schumer in 2022. And she's, being a little bit hemming and hawing about it. But she seemed to like leave Punch Bowl News with the impression that she's seriously thinking about it. Over in London, Julian Assange lost his bid to be let free on bail after almost 10 years of prison and self-imposed confinement. The judge denied bail because of the possibility of his being a flight risk. And so he's going to be in prison another 2 weeks while the United States government appeals a judge's decision to deny extradition. Let's see what's happening. They're back to the Secret Service over there. All right, getting on to COVID-19, and I have been suggesting this as a distinct possibility for some time, but we're now getting confirmation. Top epidemiologist Knut Witkowski says that the massive drop in influenza cases can be attributed to the fact that many are being falsely counted as COVID-19 cases. Now, Witkowski, who's former head of biostatistics, epidemiology, and research design at Rockefeller University, cautioned that influenza has been renamed COVID-19 in large part. According to CDC figures, the cumulative positive influenza test rate from late September into the week of December 19th was just 0.2% compared to 8.7% from a year before. And according to Witkowski, that's because many flu infections are being incorrectly labeled as COVID-19. Don't forget, there's financial inducements to generate cases, to get people on ventilators. It's a bought and paid for plandemic. Okay, story coming out of Natural News here. At least eight people who were vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, in the days immediately following the jab's initial release back in December, suffered severe allergic reactions that mainstream science is now claiming were caused by toxic messenger RNA nanoparticles. And this gets back to this compound, polyethylene glycol, which was used as antifreeze, and it was added to the matrix structure surrounding the mRNA ingredients used in Pfizer and BioNTech's China virus jab. This is what's believed to be triggering a severe anaphylaxis, prompting experts to issue warnings about its danger. Now, polyethylene glycol has never been used before in an approved vaccine, but it is found in many drugs that have occasionally triggered anaphylaxis, potentially life-threatening reaction that causes rashes, plummeting blood pressure, shortness of breath, and a fast heartbeat. Okay, over at Twitter, they have blocked an entire medical journal's website for publishing one study proving the efficacy of ivermectin as a treatment for COVID-19. This is an anti-parasitic drug, and it's shown promise as a preventative measure for coronavirus. So Carl Denninger, known on Twitter as Ticker Guy, posted a link to a study published in the European Journal of Medical and Health Sciences that concluded that ivermectin could be as effective as pre-exposure prophylaxis against COVID-19. Only 6.9 of the study participants tested positive for the virus after taking ivermectin. On the other hand, 73.3% of those who did not take the drug tested positive. And Twitter just shut it all down. They're not just interfering with their with our elections. They're protecting the profits of the medical industrial complex. Story coming on out of Mercola. Basically, where they're saying that this story of a mutated COVID virus is being marketed to justify new lockdowns. And the mortality data is not keeping up with the claims here. It's hardly the deadly pandemic it's been made out to be. But people are waking up to that fact. And so they're coming out with a new narrative to keep the fear mongering going, saying there's a new, mutated, and far more infectious strain of SARS-CoV-2 on the loose. And followed that, of course, by intense lockdowns. Okay, now then, a family of a Mexican doctor who was paralyzed after the Pfizer shot is calling for additional vaccine studies. Now, Carlos Palestino, the brother-in-law of Mexican doctor Carla Cecilia Perez, paralyzed hours after receiving the Pfizer vaccine, have told Sputnik News the vaccine should be exposed to additional testing to find out whether it can cause such severe side effects. I mean, this whole fast-track thing, it hasn't been properly tested. They're using the human population as guinea pigs, you know, to get the, to just test it on the population. And that's not how these things are supposed to be done. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and a friendly reminder as we head into 2021 that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your support to keep on providing the information you need to have to make good choices. And so once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And, of course, all of this information is available at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. And for all the people who are emailing me saying they cannot reach whatreallyhappened.com right now, we are under a massive DOS attack that started just about when the show went on the air. We're just absolutely being swamped, and there's really not much I can do about it. But it's obvious that they don't want people reading what's going on in Washington, D.C. From anybody but the official sources here. Anyway, getting on back to COVID-19, Trump pointed out the actual COVID death rate according to the CDC itself, but Dr. Fauci just blasted him for it. And basically, you know, even the CDC's own admission is that only 6% of the deaths attributed to COVID were actually from COVID. You know, a lot of people, we had that story, a guy got thrown from his car in an automobile accident. He was listed as COVID death. Heart attacks are listed as COVID deaths. It's just all gigantic propaganda and hoax. Now, there's something out there. Could just be the ordinary flu. This epidemiologist may be right. It's not COVID-19. It's just the flu. And it's going around like the flu normally would do. Okay, story coming on out of Christians for Truth. Apparently, there was a study done in China of almost 10 million people centered on Wuhan, and it found that asymptomatic spread of COVID-19 does not exist, which totally undermines the need for lockdowns, which are built on the premise of the virus being unwittingly, rendered lips, spread by infectious asymptomatic people. So it's just not borne out by the data. And apparently last month, this was published in the journal Nature Communications. It was compiled by 19 scientists. It focused on the residents of Wuhan, which is still thought to be ground zero for COVID-19. And they're saying, if you don't have symptoms, you're not contagious. Okay, another story, this one coming out of the Epoch Times here. The lockdown measures have been depressing for all of us. We've been talking about that for a while. And but it's having other effects as well. We're seeing we're hearing from teachers saying that the remote learning isn't really working. The kids aren't responding to it. And according to this article, apparently lockdowns are proving to be catastrophic for recovering addicts and for mental health in general. And yeah, he's saying depression has skyrocketed since the lockdowns began. And, you know, I'm feeling it. Claire's feeling it. We're social people. And, you know, we've been living here for just about a year now in Santa Claus. You know, we see the people at the food supermarket and the post office and, you know, the hardware store. And that's about it. So it's anyway. All righty. Getting on into the international news here. Iran is using its grip on the Strait of Hormuz to fight back U.S. imposed sanctions. Now, this is a non-military original way of dealing with the sanctions. And apparently on January 4th, the Iranian Navy detained a South Korean flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz over an alleged environmental pollution issue. Now, the chemical tanker Hankook Kemi was inbound to Fujairah in the United Arab Emirates. And ahead of the incident, the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Naval Authority reported that an interaction between Iranian authorities and a merchant vessel led the ship to alter its course and proceed to Iranian waters. And, of course, South Korea is screaming they want the ship returned. But the fact of the matter is the Straits of Hormuz is a critical choke point. And if Iran chooses to start applying pressure there, they can cause a lot more economic damage to the rest of the world than the world can cause to Iran. Now, do you remember Daniel Ellsberg? If you're my age, you do. He was one of the whistleblowers that came on out against Richard Nixon here. And he's out there saying that a whistleblower has reported to him that Donald Trump may have a secret plan to trigger a military conflict with Iran. And he's urging government officials to leak the classified files here. And, of course, Daniel Ellsberg, you know, was key in the Pentagon Papers case. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we're going to see what's going on over here. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are living.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about Daniel Ellsberg. Apparently has got reports that Trump has a secret plan to start war with Iran. Part of it may have manifested earlier today because apparently over in New York, multiple air traffic controllers heard a threat over the aviation radios warning that somebody was going to fly a plane into the Capitol building on Wednesday. Soleimani will be avenged. Now, so far, that, of course, has not happened. It is being investigated. Apparently, whoever broadcast it actually digitized the voice recording, so it was probably disguised as well. Another story along the same line here. This has been floating around the web for a couple of days now, where the Iran parliament votes on an official mandate to destroy Israel. And it was posted by a lot of different websites. I think it's Bex. And I think that because, first of all, Iran isn't dumb enough to do something that provocative when they are desperate to avoid war with Israel and the United States of America. So after a little checking, it turns out the story comes from a single source There's been no mention of it either in Press TV or Al Jazeera. So that definitely was a piece of propaganda here. Over in Qatar, the Gulf crisis is spurring them to expand their military. They've embarked on one of the most ambitious armament programs seen in the Middle East in recent times. And apparently they're going to grow their air force from 12 to 96 fighter jets, with more on the way. And apparently the Army and Navy are also seeing rapid expansion. Everybody's arming up. They know what's coming here. Story coming on out of Electronic Intifada. Apparently Israel went on a demolition spree this last year. And during that same time, while we were inside for the pandemic, Israel made more Palestinians homeless in 2020 than it has in year. They demolished and confiscated more than 850 Palestinian structures throughout the year, displacing 1,000 people, half of which were children. And so Israel is being Israel again. They targeted homes, agricultural buildings, infrastructure, water, sanitation facilities. And the number of demolitions last year was the highest since the United Nations Monitoring Group began keeping records in 2009, the sole exception being 2016. Story coming on out of Al Jazeera has a fifth-generation war started between India and Pakistan. And apparently the Brussels-based organization EU Disinfo Lab published an investigative report titled Indian Chronicles, which revealed a staggering network of misinformation and propaganda against Pakistan. The report exposed an operation that took place over 15 years in 116 countries, featuring more than 500 fake media outlets and a dozen fake NGOs. And this network pushed a pro-India and anti-Pakistan narrative in the European Union and the United Nations. okay, so over in China, their state TV has shown off footage of Chinese troops taking part in live-fire military drills after President Xi Jinping ordered his soldiers to be ready for war at all times. Now, they've got 2 million people in uniform over there. They certainly don't have the ships to bring them over here. Meanwhile, a lot of people are, well, this is economic news, but it still involves China. And it's a forecast coming from Station Gossip that China will back down on their trade war with Australia. And that's because they're saying it really has no choice but to end its assault on Canberra in the face of increased pressure from the U.S. and other allies this year. Okay. All righty. I'm getting a message from our control room. Now, here's an interesting little story, and the spin on it is rather interesting to look at. Came out of Zero Hedge here. China's courts have just offered up the latest example of just how little the party cares about preserving human dignity and life. And what they're talking about here, China is trying to basically end public corruption, and a former chairman of one of the country's top four state-controlled asset managers was sentenced to death for basically accepting $277 million in bribes. And, you know, they're trying to say, oh, how could China do such a horrible thing? But, you know, let's be honest, looking at our financial class, we could use a little of that here in the United States of America. I mean, corporations commit crimes all the time, and they'll get fined, a little slap on the wrist, and whatever fines they pay, they just take off their taxes. But the executives who make those decisions never go to jail. And there's no incentive for them to clean up their act. All right. In a dramatic U-turn in U.S.-China sentiment, apparently Trump has signed an executive order banning transactions with eight Chinese apps, including Jack Ma's Alipay. And a lot of people are wondering where Jack Ma is. They say he's laying low. And see what happens with that one here. Over in Cuba, they have formally ended their dual currency system on Friday, devaluing its peso for the first time since the 1959 revolution that put Fidel Castro into power. The government has set the exchange rate at 24 Cuban pesos to $1, and the convertible Cuban peso will be phased out completely by June, leaving the island with one currency for the first time in more than 20 years. So they're making some progress down there. Not so Macy's department stores. Macy's has notified employees at roughly 45 of their stores that the locations will shut down in the middle of this year. Now, this move is part of a plan announced by Macy's last February, before the pandemic began, to close 125 locations by 2023. Macy's said it would also cut 2,000 corporate jobs and close several offices, including one of its headquarters. One of the stores slated to close is the one on the island of Maui, but I presume the one in Aiea is still going to be open. All righty. Apparently, in anticipation of Joe Biden's immigration policies, mostly from Cuba, basically stormed past the Mexican immigration and overturn stiles at the Paso del Norte Bridge, chanting Biden, Biden, just basically stampeding the border. So the flood of more migrants has already started before Biden even takes office. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines because I'm expecting a lot of phone calls now. Area code 512-248-8252. And so this wokeness, political correctness, whatever you want to call it, is really getting out of hand. It's going by the hashtag Disrupt Text campaign, and it wants to cancel classic literature in classrooms. They're making claims of racism, sexism, and the other usual complaints. But now political correctness is a reason to basically prevent young people from accessing classic literature, which we all grew up on. And they're talking about classic texts like Homer and even Shakespeare is under attack right now, and not just Merchant of Venice. Over at the Paris Opera, they're going to bend the Nutcracker, Swan Lake, and the Yankee Princess for promoting white supremacy. And basically, the newly appointed director, Alexander Neef, is going to remove three of the best-known ballet choreographies from the repertoire on account of those allegedly promoting white dominance. And this, of course, is the Nutcracker, Swan Lake, and the Yankee Princess, all choreographed by the late Rudolf Nureyev, who was considered the best dancer of his generation. The conflict goes back to last September, the month when Neef was appointed director, and the artists of the Paris Opera House issued a manifesto entitled On the Racial Issues in the Paris Opera. And they said, among other things, that performers of colored skin will refuse to be masked as white when dancing the role of the white swan. Cutting that one here. Okay, we got callers on the line. Let's start taking calls. Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Just a little comment on what's going on in D.C. I'm not sure whether Antifa didn't trigger this off, whether it disguises Trump supporters or patriots. But I'll tell you this. This country is heading towards big, big trouble. When you steal an election the way they did, yep. And on top of that, looks like they stole two more yesterday in Georgia. You ignore the rights of the people that, knowing that you can't even vote, the dirt bags out anymore, that have it rigged. This is what happens. It's lucky these people are not really violent, because they could have taken the whole city apart had they wanted to. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands, maybe millions out there today, they're lucky that they were, that they aren't really violent. But this is also a sign, I believe, to if, God forbid, Biden does get the presidency, that he will, if he dares to push his nonsense around the country, whether it's lockdowns, masks, or gun confiscation, this is what, and the police want to go along with that, this is what they're going to face. And it won't be on their own grounds there, like the district. It will be in the countryside. It will be smaller towns, smaller cities, many that will have sheriff's departments that are, will be in, collide with the with Patriots, and probably
yep.
You could have deputized his whole county if he wants, because they are serving, they are elected directly by the people. And
yep.
This goes to show you what they're facing. But if they heed and understand, and I don't know where this country is going, I don't know where they're headed towards civil war, towards secession, but I'll tell you what, it's not pretty, Mike.
No, it is not.
Is a sorry individual. He allowed this, looks like this election yesterday was stolen again. What he should
yep.
do is he should not certify that election. Should do that over also, because this is not a not the way to run a country.
No, not it right. isn't.
And I just want to say something too about yesterday. After I called, got a
yep.
couple of calls from some guy. I'm not sure. I think Hal or Al, somebody like that, and Paul from New Jersey, and they were actually saying good things about Bill Gates and about eugenics. Eugenicists?
Yes.
To me, this is a disgrace. Eugenics is one of the worst, to me, is one of the most evil things on the face of this earth. It basically says some people aren't even fit to live. Okay? And
yeah.
to support this kind of garbage, and even to say that people should not intermarry and this and that, my thing is, if you love somebody, if you two people in love, I think a man and a woman, obviously, and they want to get married, that's totally their business. None of anybody else's business. It doesn't hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, a lot of times when you mix different races, you get a more you get healthier offspring because you're outcrossing genes.
True.
So
True.
That's such. It really disgusted me to hear them say. But in a way, I was glad when I. I figured I'd bring that out in people like that. And I was right. Sure enough. Eugenists are evil, Mike. Plain and simple.
Yes.
They're basically a form of Nazism. They really are Nazis. Hitler.
Well, you've got it backwards here. Hitler got his ideas for race hygiene from the American eugenics movement of the 1930s.
Right. Including Margaret Sanger. All right,
yes.
He got it from Margaret Sanger. And Margaret Sanger was greatly admired by the Bush family, especially Prescott Bush.
And Hillary Clinton.
Grandfather
Hillary
of George H.W., huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Hillary admired her too, but I'm saying back then, when she was still alive and all that, and speaking, she was very close to Prescott Bush and to Rockefellers, people like that. This was one mm-hmm. evil woman. Evil as they come. And you're right, Hitler did get a lot of ideas from people like her. Malthus is an evil philosophy, Malthusian, okay? Basically, again, they want to select who should live and who should die, basically, or who shouldn't be
mm-hmm.
born, or who should, okay? It's not just
yes.
racist, it's worse than racist, okay? It is eugenist. And I don't think there's a more evil philosophy in eugenics. And Bill Gates is a eugenicist. He's also a
yes.
Malthusian. And the man is, to me, the most evil man on the planet. And yet this guy, I think his name was Hal or Al, I'm not sure. Not sure where he's from.
I think it was
Hal,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. He actually said that he admires Bill Gates, and he actually admires Margaret Sanger. So what does that tell him? And Paul basically backed him up. I wasn't surprised about Paul. I've heard him before.
Yes.
He's an elitist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not surprised he's a eugenist. Okay? And I just want to say that is absolutely disgusting, Mike. Really disgusting. Okay?
Yes.
I'm not even going to call these people racist. They're worse than racist. Okay? But anyway, but that's all basically, but as far as what's going on in Washington, shouldn't surprise anybody. By the way, I understand they stormed the Georgia Capitol, too. You hear about that?
I had not heard that. I had not heard that
yet. It came on InfoWars earlier. It came on InfoWars.
Okay.
So, maybe it's a rumor, I don't know. But whatever it is, Mike, that's pretty much it, okay? You take it easy.
All right, well, thank you. We got to take a break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail.
when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phone lines, over the break, I was able to confirm that, yes, there is a crowd of demonstrators around the Georgia State Capitol. Some of them tried to enter to deliver written grievances, which is their right under the First Amendment. And apparently they've shut the Capitol down. Everybody's been sent home. It's all locked up. We'll see where that's going to go. But, you know, this thing could just, you know, flash all across the country. Depends on how angry people are. Let's go back to the phones here to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. Hey, I'm called about the Washington, D.C. protest. I just got to mention Mark in North Carolina. Is that the same one that advocates for Hispanic immigration into the United States, that they'll be good Catholics or good hard workers and all that?
I'm not exactly sure. You know, there are so many callers to keep track of.
Right. If that's the case, I'll let maybe Tom in Florida can handle that. He's pretty good at hitting on some things like that. What's the opposite of eugenics, by the way? Do you happen to know? It's dysgenics.
Okay, I was going to say a wild party.
Yeah, no, dysgenics, you know, a lowering of IQ, lowering of capability, you know. And I believe in freedom of choice. I believe that two people love each other, and if they're not the same race, well, if they happen to meet and they're actually in love with each other, I'm not against that, you know. But also, okay, I believe in freedom of association, and you can't, the only country, it seems, in the world, besides maybe China, that has that is Israel.
I got a driver in the warehouse.
I just want to say I'm real proud of those people in Washington, D.C. They're putting their necks on the line. I'm not a Trump-tard, you know. I'm not a Trump, you know, red hat wearer. I voted for him because lesser of two evils. But what he has done, mm-hmm, he's a catalyst, you know. He's exposed the lying media, and now he's exposed, you know, through just his being there and upsetting the establishment. He's shown just how corrupt Washington, D.C. is. And we do need a change. Yeah. You know, nonviolent, preferably. You know, if it turns violent, then the only trouble with that is you need to have an outside force to help you. Even in the American Revolution, we had allies on the side of the United States against Great Britain, against the Crown, you know, and I don't see that.
You know, during the Civil War, you had a whole bunch of countries were on the side of the Confederacy, and they still managed to lose.
Yeah, there's no guarantee that you're going to win.
No,
but it's worth fighting for, you know, because this is basically a banana republic with our election the way they are now, and our media,
absolutely,
and the social media giants and all that. And so this is bound to happen. And I just I'm a firm supporter of the protesters. I wish them Godspeed, and I hope that woman makes it. I heard she passed away. Hopefully, that's not the case. And
Which woman?
That's all I got there. The woman that was shot.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I hope
security
she makes
guard
it, as well. All right,
shot with an AR right through the glass. Okay.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Okay. Agent provocateurs there. All righty, we got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.